Okay, to call the meeting to order, we stand for the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, Highway Department.
Sprint here.
That's good. Don't mind it one bit.
Gary's got most of the paperwork. Water shelter, quotes.
So we'll start off with the electrical. So they're coming to install the transfer switch for the generator. Just waiting to hear from a date for them when they're gonna come install it. There was an upgrade on it to where the transfer switch has a shut-off right in the box now. And the revised price means there will be a main circuit breaker in this unit for future maintenance. That way we won't have to call NYSEG, have them come disconnect the power if we have to replace the generator or work on it. So, we have that. The water system, I'm looking for that.
What was the new price?
The new price was $95.60.
$9,560?
Yep. The other price was $8,000.
Okay.
So we got two quotes from local contractors to address the water issue over at the highway garage. Because of the, we had the water tested and it's got heavy minerals in it, heavy iron, other contaminants that ruin the equipment for like a pressure washer. We just can't have them. They don't last. So we got two quotes on that. One was for $93.31, and the second one
$96.47.
So we have a third quote coming in tomorrow. Rennie's Repair is gonna show up and give us a quote for the same exact materials.
Okay. So somebody wanna make a motion that they go ahead and take the lowest bid and...
So I'll make a motion that we accept the lowest bid to fix the water issue.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Second.
The funds from that are gonna come out of the COVID money?
Yes, right. COVID money.
So it won't come out of the budget?
Nope. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried.
Thank you.
So now that I have it in front of me, I'll just discuss a little bit. So it's to install the water softener, iron filter, two pre-water filters for sediment. Also put in a booster pump, which will give us high volume to wash off the trucks as well. It's a 1-inch. It's kind of like what they use in milking parlors.
Right.
So to be able to install that equipment, we needed to do the water because I don't have the...
That's all included in the quote?
That's all included in the price, yes.
Okay.
And that's to install 1-inch galvanized line from the pump room throughout the garage so that way they can have 4 spigots. Yeah, because with the volume of water, I think it's 120 PSI it's going to come out of the booster pump.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that's what it was rated. So, that was that. Next is the loader. All right, so you all saw my presentation. So we're looking at replacing the John Deere 624 K2. It's the wheel loader that we have. It's a 2017, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris.
Yep.
It's got a little over 3,000 hours. So we have a remaining COVID balance of just over $256,000. We can use the COVID funds for capital projects. This qualifies as a capital project under the COVID spending guidelines. I included the federal registry where I got that information from. Both Chris and I feel that if we put this loader on Auction International, we should get between $125 to $150 for it. Currently, right now, with the five dealers that we spoke to, Deere, Case, Volvo, JCB, and CAT, the most that they would give us for a trade-in is $110,000, guaranteed. We feel we can do better than that with the auction prices currently, that we should be able to get between $125 to $150.
Jack said it books between $135 and $154. He said, yeah, you should be crazy to trade you in for that. I guess my only question is, and I know used equipment is still high, but to me, 3,000 hours is not a lot of hours. I mean, Dragoon just had Vincent Bylow's loader in there, case loader, 721F, 23,000 hours on it, and that thing still runs like a, I mean, to me, 3,000 hours is not a lot of hours. And I you know, my feeling on this was, I think a year down the road, or maybe 2 years down the road, I think we should sell the old case loader and keep this one as a backup and buy a new loader, or a good used one. But that's my feeling. And my second on this is, I think we should put it on the auction and see what it is gonna bring before we, you know.
That's our
feeling as well. If this is our, you know, wanna go this route, just see what we're looking at.
Because we put it on the auction, you don't have to sell it.
Right, and pull it back.
I just, with the used market, I believe it's going to be trending downward.
Yeah, so not yet. I mean, there's still, they don't have that many out there yet, so.
Well, there's actually a small electrical gremlin in it somewhere that we can't find. It'll go 2-3 days, it'll be fine. It'll go 1 day and the batteries will be dead.
Got a kill switch on it?
Yeah. If you shut the switch off, it's good. But if it gets forgotten not to shut off, or you get into changing electrical harnesses and
okay. All right. Well, I guess what's the board's feeling?
I just.
So out of the COVID money, if you know, if we get a minimum of $110,000, we're looking at $132,000 out of pocket. Because a new one that is around, you know,
250-ish.
Yeah, 230 with our discount, with the government discount. Because you're looking at, these are over 400 plus new.
That state contract.
State contract for us, yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, this one's 300. This price is up for the Volvo's 300. The CAT's 304.
I mean, the only thing we got to be careful with the COVID money is I got a company right now is quoting the fire alarm system for all of our buildings.
Did you say I was going to come in around 60?
Huh? Well, the one we quote we got before for this building and the town garage was 60,000. Mm-hmm. I think right now we're looking at the library, looking at here, we're looking at the town garage, we're looking at the EMS building, and we're looking at station 2. I mean, none of them have a fire alarm system. You're probably looking at $100,000 before we're all said and done. So, you know, we just got to be careful, spend all our money and then not have enough to do what we need to do. I think the fire alarm system is pretty priority, especially after what happened last year in the, you know, town garage, that panel box caught fire. But they're, I'm supposed to meet with them here tomorrow or Thursday. I sent you guys all a diagram on what they've showed for fire, you know, where they're going to go and We just don't have a price yet. He wants to come back and double check everything before they quote it. But this Elf has got an office out of Plattsburgh. They're, I think they're in,
I guess my feeling would be to list it on the auction.
Yeah,
and go
that would
from there.
That would be the first step.
Yeah. See what it will bring. I would. What is it? A case loader you got? Also.
The old W24.
I'd throw that on there too. As long as you're doing it, see what it's worth.
Yeah, because currently we have a deer, we have a JCB, and we have a case.
State contract, I have to have two decent loaders.
Right.
Plus we have the two rubber tired excavators and the old dozer.
Now you're going to put on auction.
We could put towards the loader.
Yeah. That my feeling is the first step is put it on there and see what we get.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll bring it back next month and see where we're at. Hopefully we'll have some kind of an idea what the alarm system is going to take by then.
Yeah, because nobody has any in stock. So you order one and the earliest, the time frame is like June to September.
But they'll lock that price in if we order it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But delivery, I'm talking about delivery, is between June to September, depending on
right. Which
one.
Right. As long as we sell the other one on the auction, they don't want it right off. So, okay. All right. So is that everybody's feeling on that?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Give it a try.
Do you want a motion or you just put it on?
No, we'll just list it.
Just list it, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I would. That's what I would do. Just
list it and bring it back next month.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Anything else, guys?
Everybody's updated on the wheeled excavator, right? Through email and that bonus.
Yep.
Yeah. Got the update on that. Ryan, get that.
The only other thing I got is the lettering on the vehicles. Do you want to stay with the hand-painted lettering or switch to vinyl? Do you care? It's all about the same price.
Which one's better?
I haven't used new technology vinyl, but paint that we've had in hand lettered is
there forever.
It's old and it's good shape.
I would say stick with that, and if that's what we've had, I would
get the new pickup to do and need the new excavator next week when it comes back.
The new plow truck's done?
Yep.
Okay.
It's roughly the same price-wise. It's
either way. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Stick with the hand painting thing.
If that's been working.
Could.
With the vinyl, would that make a difference if any of that would be reflective or something like that?
I'm sure that's probably more.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I thought of that, but I'll price it before
I
look into
it. Just for kick, but I mean, like I say, the hand painting.
Handy,
I think the hand painting looks nicer personally, but.
Okay.
I think that's it.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Library.
First, once again, we can't say enough for the
following up the snow, taking care of that. It's been great. And they take care of the emergency sidewalk in the back. That's just been great. And between the snow we got in December and January, there was a thaw in early January, and it was cold enough. The town was able to go in and we finally got that big tree out of there.
Okay.
So that's a great thing. That was like 3 years ago in Halloween, that big windstorm. So that we want to thank them again for taking care of that. And we've got the money from the big state grant. So we always hold our breath because they never tell you when they're going to do things. So that's for the gazebo and the storage shed. Work will be beginning in as soon as late April, so May, somewhere around there. And we're still not sure if we're going to go, because the gazebo price went way up since we priced it 2 years ago. So we'll either go with a cheaper gazebo, or if we can swing it to a smaller mid-sized pavilion. We would prefer a pavilion, I think, as a board at the moment. But we're not sure the state would go along with it, and we're not sure we're going to get it. We're still working with the contractor to see if we can get the price and maybe, you know, get it to where we can do it. But that we'll know more in a month or two, hopefully, on that. But the good news is we did get the money, so
good.
That's always a big thing. We're planning to do more of the computer courses. Probably in May, and we're thinking at the moment, it's not finalized for sure, but we're pretty sure we're going to do the beginning course again. And even though it's laptops, and even though the course is called the Google, their laptop name, but you gave us one with, I can't remember.
The Chromebook.
Thank you. Even though the course is called Chromebook, you can bring in your own PC and use your own PC, and we will work. It works great. We did that last year, and it works great. So be looking at anybody that you know that would be interested. And some of the ones that took it last year want to do it again. So we'll just keep that in mind that will be coming. Today we did a Valentine's celebration at the community room, and it was for seniors. And we, with the grant we got last year, we got, you know, some board games, you know, a whole bunch of type of games and stuff. So we had game time from 2 to 4 this afternoon, and it went well. We had about 14 seniors there, and had a good time. I keep forgetting the names, so I wrote it down. Much of this was funded through the Chapel Hill Foundation. I mentioned it last month and I couldn't remember the name, but we got a $2,500 grant last December for this year, 2023. And their focus is on senior programming. So that includes the computer program and any of these other senior things we do, plus preschool. And every Tuesday at 10:30, we've been having toddler time at the library, and we've had some very nice attendance with that too. 2 weeks ago when they had all that snow, they actually went out and made a snow fort out in the back. And again, the Chapel Hill Foundation, and they're mainly in Clinton County. They don't do outside of Clinton County, so we got lucky. We were able to get that grant last December, and it's for this year. So. Yeah, are there any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Art. Okay, dog control, Stacy's not here. Beautification.
Thank you. The committee's looking forward to starting the Veterans Memorial Project this coming spring and summer. So I wanted to ask the board tonight how to proceed. I'm familiar with our procurement policy and the need when verbal quotes are needed, when written quotes are needed, et cetera. But because the funds for the beautification Veterans Memorial Park is set up in a reserve account. I referenced the reserve funds in the local government management guide from the comptroller, and it states there's no referendum requirements for expenditures made from a specific capital reserve fund. However, expenditures from specific capital reserve funds can only be made upon authorization of the governing board. Mm-hmm. So my question to the board is, how do we proceed? For example, when we get two quotes, we bring it in front of the board to make a motion on each expenditure, regardless of the amount, because it is coming out of that capital reserve fund,
right?
Or if it's under X number of dollars, it can go through the voucher process. I just want to be sure that we're following the correct.
I would say, you know, bring it to the board, and then I think if you get a motion on it, okay, on any amount, I would do it that way. That way, there you're covered.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
You know,
because it's all be in writing. Yeah.
Okay. Because the project will be done, we're anticipating in a number of phases just because of cost and need for fundraising and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
You know, the first expenditure we're going to be looking at is purchasing the paver bricks. You know, we're in the process, Vicky's in the process of getting two quotes for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have that hopefully for the March meeting where we can present that and okay. request a motion to make the purchase. We have one contractor, one vendor that's looking at getting us a great deal on some papers that he had from a prior project that didn't work out, and he's giving us a phenomenal deal on them. So
good.
We'll be looking forward then to bringing each of those okay. items forward as they come.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Great, thank
okay.
you.
Thanks, Karina. Youth program, nobody here for the youth. Town historian, not here. Mr. Assessor, any word?
Peoples.
Short one, right?
Slow day of week. I'm trying to get out and finish the senior class. But since around February 1st, I'm having a fear, personal fear, that something's going to come out of the sky and fall on my head. So I'm just laying back slow. I'm taking it by the time March 1st comes, I should have all the single lines done, which hasn't been upgraded in umpteen years. You can't raise them a lot because even though they say there's value in them, they sell way overpriced. I have no idea where the housing market is going, but the downturn has yet to hit Morris. Do my best.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Go.
Fire department, I did not get a report from the fire department, EMS either. Code enforcement.
This time of year, it's not too busy.
Okay.
Little stuff coming in here and there. People are starting to come in now.
Okay.
Just their preliminary plans.
How's Garen Road coming?
It's not.
No.
By there, I think last time I went by there was Friday and she hasn't touched anything.
That's a big surprise.
So, as far as I know, I think Judge Copes gave her till March, sometime in March. And that was that's kind of the last.
Okay.
If she doesn't do that, then we'll clean up.
Okay.
They both go to court tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
What's that?
They both go to court tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Do they?
16 Garen Road and 402 Route 22.
Okay.
Because Garen Road, she's supposed to show some progress.
Not even footprints, she has not. And 402 up there, somebody came in and wanted to know if she had gotten a demolition permit. She said, looks like someone was working there. But I went by there, still the trees are on the house and everything. Mm-hmm. They just pulled the car out of the yard, what it looks like.
You're talking about 402?
Yeah. Yeah, she's not doing that.
That's 22.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Cemeteries.
Yes. We have a celebration coming, April 29th, by the EAR. What they're going to do is celebrate a daughter of American Revolutionary soldier, or they call her. And they'll be applying a marker and recognizing this person. Well, it's great. Her name is Tabitha Hood. when we find her over in the very corner, the old part of the old Riverside Cemetery. There's that. And I'm working on getting a grant for straightening the stones in that cemetery. Vermont Memorial, or Champlain Memorial out of Vermont, is very, very helpful with that. They actually have a program which they concentrate on helping old cemeteries by rebuilding them, so to speak, in whatever way they can. They took pictures when they came last summer, or the summer before. I've lost so much track of time.
Yeah.
So much goes on in here. And they have that on their site over there, and they said that they've gotten like almost 400 hits on that.
Like, really?
Our cemetery and work that's being done there. And so even though I seem to concentrate a lot on the old cemetery, because it's like I can only do so much at one time, I have been looking into the Union Cemetery, because I think everybody knows that there's 15.6 acres of land there that has been designated and coveted to be used as a cemetery. So I dug in and went wherever I needed to go, wherever the information led me. And then I got it all together, and I spoke with a real estate, commercial real estate lawyer who kind of went over it with me and said that this land has to be used as a cemetery or nothing else. It has many heirs. So this is the man that donated this was very, very good at doing legal paperwork, because not only did he say it could only be used for cemetery purposes, he added an extra line that said, and if you don't, then this land needs to be turned back over to the heirs. That's a lot. That's pretty tight. So anyway, my thought process on all this is, well, okay then, we have so many problems in the town with all these cemeteries because the paperwork's missing. It's just a mess. I mean, not that we can't go forward and figure it all out, but if you got the free land sitting there, why not clear a good 5 acres of it on the top, take the timber and sell it, use that money to, you know, complete what you need to make it a cemetery, and then the revenue of selling lots can help support the cemeteries in the town, and you don't have, you know, the cost so much on the people in the town. Just my thought.
Do we know how many lots are currently available in the Union Cemetery as it sits right now?
No, we do not. I don't know. Maybe Jeff, you have an idea?
No. No, because they don't come forward until the family member dies, and they say, "Oh, I got a lot here," but there's no record of who bought what,
yep.
Except for the people that got them haven't came forward. But I know over the last couple of years, there's 3-4 of them that were buried there that they did have plots already, way in the back.
There's a lot of
A lot of empty space there yet.
Not a lot,
right?
There's plots.
There is some, yeah. But we don't know what is sold and what isn't.
Purchase them, and you won't know
right.
Until they come forward.
Right. So what more or less Vicki is saying is, let's leave the old one alone and start a new one across the road into the lot.
I mean, there's not many towns that have that luxury, really.
Right.
We have land sitting there that is its sole purpose.
Right.
It's beautiful land. So the land people at the government building told me. He said it's very, very good land.
Right. I mean,
especially for
sand, isn't it?
Salt.
Well, sand.
Salt,
Yeah.
Fine state.
So that's something to think about, and just bring it back to the next meeting.
Perfect for our town use.
Right, right, but.
That'd be wonderful if you could use it.
Right, but according to.
Yourself up to the town.
According to this deed, if it doesn't go to the cemetery, then it's gotta go back to the family.
So why can't the town remove the sand, reclaim the land back to the way it was? You're not using the land, you're not putting anything on the land, because it can still be used as a cemetery.
Right, but it's gonna be.
Remove the.
It's gonna be lower.
You're gonna have to rebuild that.
Yeah, you're gonna.
Right, it'll be 50, 100 feet lower, but it will still be a cemetery. Does the person matter if they're buried at ground level or 100 feet down and still saying?
About the water table.
Well, not only that, you know, we gotta go by what the deed says. The deed says it has to be used as a cemetery.
Right, and it's, in my opinion, it still would be.
If not, then it's gotta go back to the heirs of the family, which we have no idea who it is.
Well, there's many, I know who they are. And there are a lot of people that I know.
Right, so let's, you know, let's.
Probably in this room. But what happens is, if the man had children, okay, then you could just go down his line of children. But he didn't have children. So that means those heirs are his next closest blood relatives, which are all of his nieces, nephews, great nieces, great nephews. It covers a lot of Moores and Moore sports. It's that simple. I mean.
How much sand we got left?
Not much.
Give me that amount, how much? We're gonna have to buy some land then.
Well, that's the next thing we gotta do, we gotta start looking for some land, so. But we'll table this till next month, and everybody think about it, if that's something we wanna tackle, or. Okay. Anything else, Vicki?
The committee, the cemetery committee. We have found a fifth person, and I'm so glad he's willing to join, and that's Larry Martins.
Oh, okay.
He will serve as our historian of the cemetery committee.
Good. Good deal.
I was so excited when he told me he would.
Okay.
He was very glad to be asked.
Vicki.
Okay.
Is Vicki out of place?
All right.
Is Vicki out of place?
Okay, thanks, Vicki.
You're welcome.
Okay, old business. Old business I got is, Donald and I went to Cherubusco, I don't know, probably close to a month ago now. And had a meeting with Invenergy on the windmills, and they're just starting the process of applying for, to install them, I guess you wanna call it. So he said there will be more meetings coming, they're just trying to keep us in the loop on what's going on. What do you say, beginning of 2025?
25.
Is when their contract could start, so they need to have them up by then to generate.
I think by 27, they need to be operational. I think that's what he said.
So that's coming down the pike.
I guess if anybody wants to go and look, at any, get any more information on that, the old Phil Chevrolet, building, the front of the building, they have a.
Map.
They have a set up there, like, with all the maps and pictures and information you might wanna get on the windmills.
Well, they're supposed to send us one too, so we can post it on the board here, but I haven't got it yet, so.
Hey Jeff, when you went to meeting, did it tell you that from, everything east of the Cannon Road, they have eliminated 26 windmills as of now?
No. Yep.
They're still keeping them, I asked them, because mine was one in 80s. The 26 altogether this side of the Cannon Road. And, that's okay, that means my contract with you is done. I had a 9-year contract, he said, no, we still got 3 more years. So in other words, if they get off their hind end, now this has been going since 2017. They didn't have the ducks together to row, and they have, they figure probably in May, they might present the things so that they could have to get the permission to do the windmill.
Right.
I mean, they're,
Yeah, they've still got a ways to go. I mean, they're not ready to.
No.
So.
So anyway, I said, in other words, if you contact it done, then if someone else comes in, I can, no. He said, we're still staying with the, for 9 years. And he had, this last week, they had a Canadian truck doing a survey on the bridge going across the Mesa Road. I said, you're kidding me. It's just the third time that they had, for 2 years, they had a guy come down the month of January, but from Potsdam, guy come down from Potsdam. He said to him, count the birds. I said, well, it's crazy.
They got to do the study for the state. State wants all the figures.
I had two girls call it on the thing. They went in with Kelton to see what the knockoff is going to affect any frogs.
Frogs? Send them to Ohio. They need frogs in Ohio. They will die.
Okay, all right. So that's that on the old business.
Sidewalks?
I think that's I have. Yeah, if you want to talk about the sidewalk.
So we got a quote from Fuller to do the sidewalks on Maple Street from where they end all the way around to the corner where Maple Street intersects Hemingford Road. And it's good everybody's sitting down. So that price tag was $422,000. For School Street to replace the sidewalks on School Street from where the employee parking lot is at the school, the big employee parking lot, to Hemingford Road, that came in at a little under $82,000. So,
when town employees do
sidewalks, that's how much money they're saving
them. Needless to say, we won't be hiring them. Okay. Anything else under old business? New business. I got a letter from the Clinton County Soil and Water, and they've got, mosquito dunks that they had gave out last year, and they're going to do that again this year. So if anybody wants any, you've got to contact them. So I had it in here somewhere. Right here, yeah.
Last year.
It says, dunks are small tablets comprised of environmentally safe larvicide that specifically targets and eliminates mosquitoes larvae when placed in the standing water for 30 to 45 days. So, I don't know, first I heard of them, I didn't even know they had such a thing. But apparently they did that last year too. But they're doing it again. If you're interested, contact them.
They say anything about used tire collection?
Nope.
I tried today. They've got one down Busco scheduled and south of the county. Possibly do one more in the fall because we've had it a few years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody steps up and asks for it. We are on the list, excuse me, but.
Yeah, they try to move it around from town to town, so. But, okay.
We got a lot of tires.
Yeah. Anything else under new business? I guess the only other new business we got is biosolids. Mr. Tony's here. Give us some history on it, or?
All I know is it's organic fertilizer, class A. It's all been gone through the town. Casella's is putting it all over legally. I don't see a problem. I heard I need a special permit, and according to a class A product, according to Casella's, it's not needed. So, do I need a permit? Do I not? You know, it's all hearsay that I'm hearing, but I checked with Casella's, I checked with Jeff, checked with Jay. You know, where am I at? Mm-hmm. Is it usable? Is it not? It was usable because we went through this 4 or 5 years ago.
It's been.
I need to know yes or no.
Right. It's been spread for quite some time, 3 to 4 years. Gary Lysway's been spreading it up on the Green Valley Road. Tony's been spreading it. I mean, other farmers. Jeru's is spreading their compost over on Thompson Road and then on Route 11. So, I mean, I guess our zoning laws says something about getting a permit. I know they put that in there back when they were stockpiling over on Bashaw Road. Whether the farmers need a permit, I don't know. I was told no to a meeting I went to in Ellenburg 4 or 5 years ago because the town of Ellenburg was trying to ban it from going into the town, anybody spreading it in the town of Altona. There was two DEC agents there and a lawyer there, and they said they could not do that. They could not ban it from farmers spreading it on their land. That's all I know.
Now, over on,
more than that.
Over on that road over there, that's a past B product, I believe, too. That they dumped over there.
Over there, yeah. Like I say, that was probably 5, 6 years ago.
That was untreated.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we know that it is a Class A? I mean,
talk yourselves. They got everything there. It's a Class A product,
right?
And one of them was going to come down if needed, but all you have to do is call up there. It's a Class A. Casella's ain't coming around now.
Right. Well, I got a letter saying that theirs is a Class A, but
I talked to
you always wonder, you know, is it or is it not? You know.
Right, but do you think Casella's is going to put it out if it ain't a Class A?
Sean McLean is the guy in charge of up there, and I talked to him, and DEC is the one that classifies it.
Yeah.
They test it and they classify it. It is human waste that comes from up
Messina
area.
Yeah.
But when I was at the meeting in Ellenburg, they can't put what the hell I'm trying to think now. Any hazardous materials in it. They're regulated by DC also at the hospitals that they have to show where all their stuff goes.
But it is a biosolid.
Oh yeah.
So our zoning law, section 450, deals with biosolids, and it doesn't, the current zoning law that we have that was made in the past, doesn't distinguish between a farmer or a regular resident.
Right.
Or Class A or Class B.
And also that was put in there when it was Class B. And since it's been classified now as a Class A, because there's more stuff that goes into it now when they heat it and cook it. But that's to me, that's up to the board to decide if you want them guys to get a permit. But if you do that, then you gotta do everybody. I mean, you gotta do Drew's and you gotta do everybody. You can't, because they're all spreading compost.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. This started with a complaint that I received. So that's why I started looking at it.
Well, that's why the board is here.
Right, and I read the zoning law that we have. Mm-hmm. It states that there's parameters, you know, with land application. It can't be within 100 feet of a property boundary. It can't be within 100, and this is if it's stockpiled, can't be within 100 feet of any stream, river, or other surface water. I mean, when they put this in the zoning, they did a really good job, where it didn't leave any gray area, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. It's the same in like Elmore, that 100 feet boundary, 100%. But what's a biosolid or bio whatever compared to this is classified as, what's that classified? Do you have that paper I give you, Jack?
Yep, which one, the fur?
Yeah, what's that classified
as? So it's classified as the stuff that they brought to your property appears to be a Class A product.
And what's the name of it?
Fertilimer?
Yes.
Fertilimer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where is it a biosolid? What's it treated? Is it still a biosolid? Or yes. Is that organic fertilizer?
So in our definition,
it could be our organic fertilizer now. Because it's been treated. They're using it for lawns, everything. So it's got to be not no bio.
So with our zoning law, it gives a definition of biosolids, and I'll read it verbatim. Biosolids is sewage sludge that has received an established treatment for required pathogen control and is treated or managed to reduce vector attraction to a satisfactory level and contains acceptable levels of pollutants. such that it is acceptable for the use for land application, marketing, or distribution in accordance with state and local laws. Or excuse me, state law and regulations. So it's underneath the town zoning laws, it's a biosolid. Fertilimer is a biosolid. It's not, the town zoning law does not restrict, does not say that you, does not restrict, it only restricts it in the residential area. Every other area requires a special use permit. Jason, step in anytime. Jason, John?
Yeah, well, I'm just actually waiting for more information myself, because about the permit for agriculture to anyone else, because you don't hear it say no person shall apply biosolids, but it also says no person will build a house without a permit, but...
Farmers are exempt.
No, because it's agriculture, so...
So you're waiting for action from somebody else?
Well, I'm not sure if he needs, I just want to make sure 100% that he needs a permit from, or is he permit exempt because of agriculture? That's what I don't want to...
And that's what I'm here for, if I need a permit or not.
Right.
And I met Jay the other day, if I need a permit, I do. According to the Casellas up there, they don't, but they don't own the town.
Right.
You follow me? So
yes.
Do I need a permit or do I not?
Generally, town law will supersede, state law.
That's what I'm saying.
So
do I need a permit or I don't need it?
But according to that, you do. But then again, like Jason said, being agriculture, we're not sure. It's kind of confusing.
Right. But I just need to know the legal way because, it's either use it or don't use it. And stay within your boundaries, that's all.
Well, I think...
That's what we're trying to figure out.
I think we need to do more research, myself, to find out for sure.
Because if you do, there's probably a couple violations going on right now. I mean, so, you don't need it then. Takes care of that.
Now most of the time when they dump that there, you spread it fairly quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not on frozen ground. The ground is not frozen. That's one thing.
Right.
And I don't see where that's an issue. Mm-hmm.
So with our zoning law, it's... So in all cases, a product has to be land applied, must be incorporated into the soil within 48 hours after application. I'm just reading it. So there is a, regarding placement of it.
I think ours says 100 feet.
So land application is prohibited on water saturated ground or during heavy rainfall. And I'm reading, this is all can be found in our local zoning law. Land application is prohibited on snow-covered or frozen ground. You say the ground's not frozen, but it's snow-covered. Well, at least it was.
It wasn't when we applied. Well, it was because I would have plowed the snow off. It's on high land, and they piled it for spring use, yes.
And with the possibility of it being spread on the Bowes Road, there's even in our law where they disallow it from being on a slope of more than
18 degrees.
The prohibited areas where groundwater is within 24 inches of the ground surface at time of application. Prohibited areas where bedrock lies 24 inches below the ground. So again, our zoning law is very specific about this. And nowhere does it say in our zoning law distinguishes between agriculture or non-agriculture. Do I think that's an area that should be looked at? Yes, but as it currently sits and written,
or Class A or Class B.
Or Class A or Class B. Doesn't. So if you're asking for a permit, my decision, my opinion, is you need a permit. That's my opinion. The rest of the board, it's my interpretation of our zoning law.
As it's written, that's what it looks like. But.
So you're saying if ledge is too far or less, it can't be used either.
Right. Yeah, that's what's it.
Land application is prohibited in areas where bedrock lies less than 24 inches below the ground surface. Land application is allowed only on soils of at least 6 inches of existing topsoil and not be used as a soil filler, replacement, or supplement. And it goes in, or goes into application rates, but this also, the brochure that you have gives you application rates.
When I looked at, like the, what the state or the DEC says, you can be within like 25 feet of a ditch, stream, whatever, but the town law says 100 feet.
Right.
So.
Question, what's the price of a permit?
So it's just going under special use permit.
Right.
It's the price of a permit.
What is a special use permit? For like a house when it goes?
35 or 75 bucks, I think, for use variance and area variance. I don't know if there's one for special use.
So that's what it would fall
in.
So now, if I wanted to go to one of my other farms and apply this, I gotta get a permit for every time I wanna go to a different location? Is that what we're looking at? Or does
I don't have the answer to that question.
Or does one permit cover my farm?
A blanket permit.
No, I don't know.
I don't, I'd have to read this to see the use variance permit? I can't answer that off the question, I don't have that information. It's in here, but, I mean, I don't have it right now.
Well, if it's a renewal or whatever, because it's probably every 5 years you can reapply it. And, I don't know, they say it's better than your commercial fertilizer, your chemical fertilizer that we buy through Burnos. You don't need a permit. This right here is supposed to be safer than that. But according to that one mess up they had over there on the other road years ago, that's why it's in there. I agree.
And right. And I'm only reading and interpreting from the zoning law.
I realize that.
And maybe that needs to be updated, you know, with the
Well, now's the time to do it because we're
for class A or class B, you know, that way we can.
Well, it's definitely class A.
Yeah, right.
The line loss.
But like I said, this doesn't distinguish, like you said, between them. So
right.
We're updating the current laws right now. So that's probably something we can work on too.
So who would, in your opinion, who knows more about it? That Sean McClain or Jesse Kaska?
I think they can both answer your questions. Sean might be a little bit ahead of Jesse.
I would recommend you call New York State
for the
code enforcement, find out on the permit.
Mm-hmm.
If a farmer needs to.
Well, I checked their website earlier to see if they had anything. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, but
talking
to my mom.
What's the, I can't think of his name, the one out of Plattsburgh, with code enforcement?
Imhoff?
No, I'm trying to think. Oh my God. I can't remember his name. Saved my life here. I'm just wondering if he wouldn't have some knowledge on that particular part of it.
I don't know.
Because our zoning doesn't break down class A or class B. It doesn't. It hadn't, at the time, it hadn't come to that.
Right,
this
right.
Technology has come
because
forward.
It was pretty much just sludge that they were dropping in.
It's basically like
it's not sludge anymore. It's dry. It's dried up compost is what it is. A class A fertilizer. But I think my feeling is I think we need more information. But.
Question. Tell me, when do you start spring planting?
Oh, let's hope we're on May 5th. That's
time is a lesson. See, he's gonna.
Yeah. I can't spread it right now. Your fields are, you know, you can't even get through there. I had to go rip my fields up, but as soon as the end of April, I should be able to get it on and spread.
Well, you got plenty of time to find out before the next meeting.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not going nowhere.
No. So I think we just need to clear up. You know what.
Are you receiving any more of the product anywhere?
No. Once I heard about this, I stopped. And I talked to Sherry earlier, and I said, I'm not putting it on there, and don't worry, because she was worried about runoff and whatnot. I understand.
Right.
Very simple. Same with me, spread a manure down street. If there's something going on, a party, I respect everybody. You know, it happened. I'm glad I didn't put any there to be spread this spring. Because I think it would have turned into a mess. So that property right there, Now that you put the 2-foot rule in, there is ledge that rolls tight to the ground there.
Right.
Your slope might be not, it might qualify, but yeah, I don't even think the slope would bother. Yeah, but the bedrock is there, you won't see it over there. You know, and as far as Menorah, it's a same item. You know, you got one farmer that kind of respects everybody, and whenever they got an issue, they should always come to this guy first. You know, not turn it into this, then we can go to it. But I just seen it corrected, and I follow all rules. I follow DEC rules, whatever is being told.
Well, I think this is a good opportunity. I know it may seem like an inconvenience for you, but I think this is a good opportunity to get this where there's no gray area, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I want to use the product. It gives me about 50 pounds of nitrogen, and it don't cost me probably $5.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where it's going to cost me $50 to go buy a commercial.
So one of us is going to reach out to one of the two gentlemen, Jesse or Sean, to get a breakdown of it,
yeah.
And then we can incorporate this into our...
And they could probably give you all the legal rights and wrongs about it, because I guarantee you they've been through it all to make this a usable product the way it is. Mm-hmm. So they should be able to take care of all the information you need.
Well, going forward, if we do the zoning laws, in my opinion, anything that's a Class A material that meets EPA and DEC standards should be allowed. Because I think the zoning that you're referring to was for stuff that was Class B or lower.
Well, even that thing.
But if it's a Class A, there should be no...
But even that wasn't, you know, but even that was allowed, but it was allowed with special use permit.
Right.
You know, so it wasn't like they were saying, no, you can't. It's just that you got to have it.
Well, I know if I got to get special permits for this, like he's saying, Berto Brothers, when I order a load of fertilizer, I should have permits. It's a both Class A route.
Both Class A.
Same thing. So.
But where our zoning law currently sits,
it's
a difference because of synthetic fertilizer versus a biosolid.
Yes.
And kind of a good thing this came up now, because we're just about ready to finish up our zoning laws, and we can probably...
Correct.
We'll work on this while we're at it. So,
well, you find the particulars first for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, you know, this would be a good time to start the updating.
Come on, research needs to be done.
Okay, yeah. Let's move on. Anything else under new business? Okay, public comment. We got any questions, concerns?
I have a comment.
No, you don't.
Hey, tell me, how many flobs are in Willis now?
Having what?
How many flobs in Willis? Five, maybe?
Yeah.
They're being extinct. You know, it's instead of being trying to help the flobs.
Well, there, like you said, there ain't many left.
No.
Yeah, we ain't gonna have to worry about the flobs.
That's all.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to close.
Do we have to, before we close?
Oh.
Do we have to do those?
Yeah, we got to do those. Yeah, we got more to do. Sorry. I got jumped the gun here. We got some budget modifications. The need has arisen where money for the 22 budget was for the accounts listed exceeded the original appropriations. The funds were to cover differences made by the available listed as per the Secretary of the Supervisor. Be hereby resolved that the following funds be moved in the budget journal to designated accounts. General Fund. Move $1,185.60 from contingency to the assessor contractual A1355.4. And move $558.62 from the contingency to the town clerk service contract. Move $4,033.71 from the contingency to the building fuel oil fund. Move $716.10 from the contingency to the IT services contract, or account. Move $3,327 from the contingency to the insurance account. Move $1,626.78 from the sidewalks contractual to the highway superintendent contractual. Move $2,676.37 from the dog control contractual to the garage heating fuel contract. And the highway fund, move $10,794.53 from snow removal to machinery contractual. All right, so I get a motion to accept these fund moves to balance out our 22 budget.
Yeah, I'll make a motion, yeah.
Don?
I'll second.
Ryan, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Section 219-A of the Uniform Court Justice Act requires that the town and village justices annually provide their court records and dockets to their prospective town and village auditing boards to be examined and audited and entered in the minutes of the board meetings. Be it hereby resolved that, as per Section 2019A of the Uniform Court Act, the town of Moore's justice shall annually provide to the town board their court records and or dockets for an audit whereby results shall be noted in the minutes of the said town board. Books are there. We've got to go through them and do it. So, want to make a motion now, or you want to wait till we go through them?
Make a motion for, or
I went through them yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Don, you make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Gary, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Gary, thank you. Okay. I believe that's all I got now. Now I'll entertain a motion.
Four?
Ryan, second.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Don, you want to grab them?
Yeah. We all got to sign them, right?
Yep.
Is that the government? So what about this year? Somebody enjoy it.
This will be
as for one round.
Well, for
do I get acknowledged that I gave you a pay for a round? Do I get acknowledged that I paid for a round?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Oh, are you being sarcastic? Do you think I did?
I did. And I found you in the hospital.
Did you really?
Yes. I thought you were in the hospital yesterday. You had your surgery the 13th.
No.
Yes, I did.
Did you change it again?
No.
One more.
This month or March?
She was ready.
One more 25th.
Really?
March. Are you fucking crazy?
Oh, I'm gonna razz it.
That's this one and that one.
I'm gonna razz it.
Next year will be one.
So what do you think we need to?
Please don't razz it.
How much pain?
I don't. Go ahead.
So we have a reason to be concerned that Jeff did not do her job.
I want to find out.
Let's find out a little bit more. Yeah.
I would like to go up and tour the facility,
right?
And get a whole aspect of it. That way we can, because if we need to. And if it's
did you sign down?
Updated.
This is the one for.
I did the did Cokes.
Did Cokes?
Where'd you sign?
Down there.
Oh,
you signed out on the Jeff, you need to go to the eye doctor too. We're freaking.
Jeez. Mine's too small.
Yeah, I don't want to mix these up. Which one goes with which one?
So these, I don't know. These, to me, these guys seem to be pretty professional.
Pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Well, that money
money, was that money come out of the COVID money that we're getting this year? Because we spent quite a bit of that money, didn't we?
$256,000 left.
Well, they paid us the other $8,181 last fall.
Yep.
So our total left is $256.
Yep.
We had $70,000.
Right.
So you're next year.
We paid off the MS building.
That's what I mean. We spent $100,000 on the MS building.
Right.
Oh, that's fine. But anyway, is that a sprinkler system?
No.
It's not a sprinkler system.
No.
It's just a...
Yeah, just an alarm.
How can we add by the insulation for an alarm?
2 years ago.
Why?
The door. The money was there.
It's probably going to increase that, like you say, $100,000 probably.
Yeah. Think of it, you're going to do all the town buildings?
Yeah.
I think...
Library, they got the library in there, they got the MS. You almost have to do... These buildings already got it.
Oh, this building has it.
I think they'll just change the, put new update the...
Now, I wonder...
But they don't have it in the fire station, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they got all the MS work.
Well, we saw they had it on there too, no?
Yeah. See, all of what's on here is what we've got in here now.
Oh, that's what we have now.
It's duplicated, yeah.
So they have to give us a...
Yeah.
I have no problem spending money.
No, I think that should be our common word.
Highway department needs to be fixed.
That's, yeah. You know, it's too bad because somebody had one of them they were going to give. They were giving away a water softener system.
Oh, yeah.
Is it different than the...
Oh, yeah, I remember that a couple of years ago.
Fire station?
No.
Is it a different system or...?
No, it's really pretty much the same. Just, the individual's going to do it instead of...
Yeah, who was that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't remember now. That had that system.
I think it was the...
Donate it.
The camping ground. Campground.
Oh, I think
Steve Brown.
Steve Brown, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they were. Then I don't know.
I don't know.
That may not have been a good commercial system.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. I don't know. You guys, did you understand this thing with the cemeteries?
Yeah, a little bit. About they didn't.
They didn't send us all the money, so we only got to pay back $1,000. And I don't know. There's a couple things in there for grant opportunities.
We're
hoping to talk to Kelly about it.
Oh, that's what they're doing? Okay.
So that plaque on there.
According to our...
It's over here.
Correct. It's a slide. Correct. Because they don't distinguish between...
Now, what is this for? The paper, right?
Or...
Shut this off.
Hopefully, we'll get a warmer and brighter.
Yeah, really.
Shut that off.
Oh, yeah.